Yo, what up, street gods? Is there Kim? All right, turbo thought. This thought is creative barbarian, or how we are the new creative barbarian. So, just taught a workshop in downtown LA. Shout out to the homies. And it seems that in today's world, you know, everyone's trying to search for some sort of legitimacy, whether it be, you know, like having a bunch of followers, a bunch of likes, comments, subscribers, money, fame, solo exhibitions, printed books, blah, 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 blah. And I would say after personally achieved all these hallmarks of success, it's kind of insubstantial or inconsequential. Like, it kind of, it's like whatever. And it's all based on these like pretentious Parisian notions of the salon and the gallery where a bunch of you know, kind of like aristocracy of art would meet in these galleries and then just talk art, philosophy, and stuff like that. And the problem is our modern day society, okay, we're in the year 2022, we're in the freaking future, right? Why is it that we still have these basic notions of success, right? I think we should use the iPad more, we should publish on our own websites and blogs more, YouTube vlogs, podcasts, video podcasts, etc. And we gotta kill all the old masters, which means when we look at Henri Cartier-Bresson, you know, we shouldn't give him fellatio, rather we should we should create our own standards of success. And also when it comes to, I guess there's a movie called Barbarian. When it comes to the notion of success, we should create our own, like we shouldn't even think about success, because if you were a barbarian, you didn't care about success. All you care was eating your meat. You would go on conquest, you would conquer, and you would essentially just kind of F stuff up, right? So if you're a creative barbarian, what does that mean, or what are the consequences of it? When you're a creative barbarian, you essentially throw out all the other rules of what's, you throw out notions of what's proper, and instead you just kind of like have fun with it. I mean, I would have imagined the barbarians in the past, they would just have a clear conscience, you know, the Mongolians, right? And I think they're just like big kids, you know, with nasty weapons. And and essentially just don't take things too seriously, do it for fun. Barbarians were not really motivated by monies or none of that nonsense, or notions of prestige or success or hierarchy or whatever. It just like, they just kind of did their own thing and they did it for fun. So if you think about barbarians, just imagine themselves like really violent children with big weapons. So ways you could become a creative barbarian is, first of all, just do things and share things and talk about things that you personally care for, and, you know, don't care about any metrics. Metrics are for suckers, right? So anyone who talks about numbers, subscribers, whatever, I always ignore. So like, for example, like, you know, I'll meet other photographers, I'll do a workshop, say, oh, do you know photographer XYZ? He has X million followers, blah, blah. I immediately ignore. I'm more interested in like kids, right? Like, see, kids' artwork is so much more fascinating and free to me than some sort of stuffy adult artwork. And also like, I think I'm starting to realize more and more like, kind of like the older photographers, like even the older Magnum photographers, like Martin Parr, Alex Webb, etc. They just kind of don't interest me anymore because they're just like the old guard and they're kind of on their way out. Like, I recently saw a picture of Martin Parr. I'm like, this kind of looks like old and like boring and uninteresting. And even in terms of photography aesthetics, you know, right now the bias is that, oh, everyone's got to, you know, shoot color and shoot layers, kind of like Alex Webb. But, you know, what's more important is that we innovate our own aesthetics, and rather than, you know, going on social media and figure out what's trendy. It's so funny because, like, you remember Flickr, you know, hardcore street photography and all that stuff was the rage. Now nobody uses Flickr no more. Thus, anyone who's invested time into that group, It was kind of inconsequential, similarly speaking. Instagram, I think, you know, artistically or creatively wise, it's kind of like a ghetto. Like, to me, like social media, Instagram, Facebook, it's just unhygienic, right? Like, you know, imagine like going to a dirty public restroom with all this feces all over the ground. To me, that's what Instagram, Facebook kind of feels like. So what feels much more clean is like a brand new building, which is your own website platform. 안녕하세요. 네, 안녕하세요. Bye-bye. 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 Wow, you guys, you're a good older sister. Sister?
Yes.
Good older sister. Good job. And so to become a creative barbarian essentially means to rewrite the rules, to think about your own aesthetics and taste. And yeah, just don't censor yourself. Just speak what's on your mind. Don't worry about offending people. I mean, I've actually found that the most trustworthy people are the most kind of like maybe some way bizarre people. So for example, I would actually trust a Donald Trump more than I would trust Joe Biden, because Donald Trump is overtly crazy and doesn't hide it. Joe Biden seems like a nice guy up front, but who knows behind the deal, making, you know, strange deals in the Middle East with his son, or I don't know. So that's actually why one should probably put more faith in assholes like a Steve Jobs rather than a closet asshole like a Bill Gates, who pretends to be nice up in front but behind the curtains is kind of not so virtuous. Somebody speaking with Elon Musk and stuff, and then people are like, Elon Musk is crazy. I'm like, bro, like, if you're gonna try to take humans to Mars, you've already done built up Tesla. It's like, of course you gotta be crazy. Cool crazy notions are people who are small and do not understand notions of grandeur. Mood will call people crazy because they essentially skirt on the paradigm, like my best friend Kanye West, and they take things back to first principles and re-challenge social norms. And so I was even thinking about it. It's like all the people that I really like, right? All the great entrepreneurs, like my personal ambition is for Seneca to become a great entrepreneur one day. Like all the great entrepreneurs of the past, present, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, not Elon Musk, oh, sorry, Steve Jobs, Kanye, all single kids. And I think, you know, it's so funny because like people's like, oh, single kids so spoiled and self-centered. Kind of, yes, but maybe that's what's necessary to give the kids an unusually high ego and self-esteem so they could attempt great things. So I was even thinking about my halmani, my grandma, that I'm the oldest son of the oldest son of the oldest son. And so I was treated like a king growing up. So as a consequence, I never questioned any abilities of my own. Like everyone always called me handsome, smart, good looking, tall, whatever, and would always give me the finest guy to be in the meet and stuff like that. And I never felt strange or awkward about anything. And as a consequence, that kind of what gave me the balls or the chutzpah or the mojo to attempt, you know, starting my blog, my street photography blog, and all this nonsense up until now. Even now, like, it's funny, I think I started my YouTube channel when I was 21 after I graduated college. It was just a dumping ground for videos. And then now it's 2022 and I'm 34 years old. I almost feel like I got my third wind, where, you know, I got my GoPro Hero 10 shooting ultra wide 1080p 24fps. I just feel more like liberated, and you know, like I got two Lambos in the bank now too, so I don't really got to worry so much about personal finances. So then it's nice because I could just talk whatever nonsense I want. And I think long term wise it's actually a good financial idea too, because kind of the more reckless and interestingly you talk about things. 친구한테 인사. 안녕하세요. 안녕하세요. Bye-bye. So the more nonsense and foolishness you talk about, I think the more you could innovate. Work. Power. 저기 들어가자. 저기 들어가자. So yeah, I would just challenge you to think that moving forward into the future, don't worry so much on what is proper and good. Become the creative barbarian. Walk. Walk. Oh, yeah. You go. Walk. buttons rule everything around me. 그치 말똥?
예.
능도 이거 장면 주세요. 꽉.
예.
아니 행복해?
예.
탕탕탕. 박수. 아빠 어디 있어요? 아빠 어디 있어요? 헤헤.